The Utah Jazz home win streak comes to an end tonight as they fall to the Washington Wizards. The Wizards upending the Jazz for the second time this year, sweeping the season series and making the Jazz defense look rudimentary. We'll talk about what went wrong, how it went wrong, and why the Jazz can't handle Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal as we continue on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by friends at Biograss, the Big Yellow Bag, and thebigyellowbag.com. My dad tells me I have the wrong video playing. How is that possible? Are you guys getting this here or not? All right. I don't know why that would be the wrong video playing, but now I'm very confused and flustered. But we'll try to continue. If somebody could tell me in the chat room if this is coming through all right, that would be appreciated. Rob, that says it's all right. All right. Sorry, a little flustered there for a second. The Jazz fall tonight, brought to you by also our friends over at Grip6.com and the belts over at Grip6. All right, here's the story tonight. First of all, Westbrook and Beal just came at the Jazz and got the Jazz backpedaling, and they never regained that kind of that energy in the game till the final minutes. They got punched, and they weren't able to get back in control of the game at any point. And that's pretty wild, and that's really the second time that they've been able to do that to them in that fashion, is being able to take that away. And dominating them in that fashion, as the Jazz simply were not able to regain kind of any essence in the game. Westbrook coming at them, Beal coming at them, getting wherever they wanted to. I said it early in the second quarter with Ron, I didn't think we were playing well. We were ahead, and I didn't think we were playing well, and that came back to bite us along the way. What's interesting about this game is the Jazz did not stop Washington in transition. We're not a good transition defensive team. They scored 1.8 points per transition opportunity, according to Clean the Glass. But the bigger problem is they had a great half-court offensive game. We're the number one half-court defense in the NBA, and yet we can't shut down the Wizards' half-court offense. The Wizards come in as the 21st-ranked half-court offense. Now, Beal's missed a bunch of games. Westbrook's inefficient. They've actually also won 12 games this year against above 500 teams. So they're kind of a funky Jekyll and Hyde team, but their pure athleticism and those two guys just coming at us, we couldn't handle it. They took 47 mid-range shots. They made non-restricted area twos. They made 24 of them, which is actually shouldn't be enough to beat you. But the problem is, at the same time they were doing that, they were making their threes. And so they finished the night 15 of 17 on shots in the paint non-restricted area, which is elite. They go 9 of 20 on long twos, so they go 24 of 47. But the killer for the Jazz is that they went 4 of 7 on corner threes and 5 of 11 on above the break threes. Frankly, the easy answer is, okay, they beat us with a mid-range shot, which they may have. But the real story is that this is not a particularly good three-point shooting team that made a bunch of threes, not a lot of attempts. At Davis Bertans' little run there for a while is where they kind of busted out of their abnormal behavior. They did not shoot well at the rim. We did a lot of things better than we did them last time. We got to the rim. We took 20 shots against the rim against them. We got off 10 corner threes against them. We took our 20. We just could not slow them down and get stops and be able to figure out what to do against them tonight. They took the game to us, and we never really regained. And I know the end flurry was interesting and nice, but you go down 15 in the fourth quarter, and you're done. Like, we could have left and gone home at that point. 619-8 is the record of teams that lead by 15 in the fourth quarter. Like, it's lights out, party's over when a team goes up 15 in the fourth quarter. Let's go to the comments. Adam is flying. Don't sugarcoat it. That was an embarrassing effort for a team we're supposed to believe can win it all this year. Jazz again took a team too lightly and paid for it. No excuses. So I actually have an interesting question for you, Adam. Bowler will like this question. This is an interesting one. So would you rather that the Jazz took the Wizards lightly And that's what you're saying. I actually don't agree. I just think we can't beat the Wizards. I actually think they have our number. I think they bring skills and a style that we can't deal with, and we haven't dealt with it for 96 minutes. I might rather have what Adam said. I'd rather believe that our guys took it lightly and that we weren't prepared and got beat by them. But I actually watched them score 201 points in the first six quarters against us this year and think that's a large enough sample size to say we actually can't handle that. Here's the other one. And I mean, I'm sugarcoating it. Here's the other one. We are the only team in the league, basically, one of the only teams in the league, has not been struck by COVID. Tip of the hat to our guys for that. Or some of our guys have had it. But we haven't had a COVID outbreak, and we haven't had injuries. It's the first time all year we've been missing two guys in one of our rotation, in the rotation on the same night. First time all year that the Utah Jazz have been missing two guys in the rotation all year. Every other team has dealt with this. In many ways, that's what lost us this game tonight. The time of the game where we usually dominate, where Rudy, where it's Conley, Clarkson, Ingles, Niang, and Gobert. We got outscored 19-8 to close the third quarter, and that ended the night. And that's usually the group that does it. So, like, my take on this one is they actually bring something we couldn't handle. Speed, athleticism, coming downhill, great mid-range scorer. It's the only way you can beat us is the mid-range. Rudy's got the rim protected. We deny the three. You're going to have to hit mid-range shots. Bradley Beal's as good as they get. Westbrook actually wasn't terrible tonight, which he often is. Alex says, I felt we were disappointing on the defensive end tonight throughout much of the game. Felt like the Wizards could defend and we cannot. It's a little surprising that the Wizards, who are the 25th ranked defense in the NBA, I thought caused us problems defensively for portions of the game. By the end of the night, our offensive rating is probably going to be about a 120. It's going to be pretty elite. So that's probably not going to hold water as an argument. But frankly, some of that's a flurry. We'll have to look at the quarter-by-quarter numbers when they come out. You know, I'm not one who – I probably should give more credit to, like, these flurries at the end of games and give credit to it. But since I'm so analytically based, when, like, the win probability crosses over, like, 98%, I find the rest of it kind of empty. And so if you go up 15 in the fourth quarter, the teams are 619 and 8-8. So the winning percentage is 97%. So, yeah, I think it's worth going to look at the defense offensive number of what it was at that point. Would it be beneficial to have O'Neal rest a few games? Tomorrow might be an interesting game for O'Neal to rest. They don't have a bona fide scorer, and we get 2 days off after that, so he'd get 3 days off. If he's really that badly hurt, maybe. Welp, that sucked, says JW. I get that we're missing two high-usage players, but Donovan's tunnel vision is concerning. He's been missing easy reads a ton recently, never passing off the pick and roll, even to wide-open corners. Seems like he has no confidence in his teammates. I'd have to go see it. That's, like, almost impossible for me to recognize while calling a game. So I'd have to go kind of keep an eye on that and look back. I mean, he has scored 160-plus points in four games. So it's an interesting thought. I'm not discrediting it. I just don't know. Fatigue seems to be a huge factor across the league right now. Strange results nicely. Well, here's the thing I think about the fatigue, and I think this is where what we've had happen this year is so beneficial to us, is what I'm watching is teams that are missing a player or two. So you miss Bradley Beal for a few nights, and then all of a sudden everybody else has to pick it up, and then those guys get really tired because they're playing three games in four nights or three games in five nights in that environment. And so we haven't actually had that. We had it a little bit here with Donovan now without Clarkson and guys without Clarkson. Ingles definitely had a larger burden tonight. Like, how did they react? It's a snowball effect of fatigue, and we haven't been crushed by that. this year. So I think that's a, I think that's a little bit of an, I keep looking for an outlier stat. I think they just play better. I really think they're a tough matchup for us. I was talking to someone on the drive down tonight, and I said, they said, well, we'll get tonight. And I said, yeah, I mean, they deny the rim and they play a lot of transition. Those are, you know, we're not good in transition. We're the number one half court defense. We're the number 17 transition defense. We don't even do a great job of keeping people out of transition. It is our bugaboo. That's our Achilles heel. Our other one is when we get caught with that little floater all night. They force us into both those two things. JW says, what's with the lack of focus? I mean, I think we came out and tried to outscore them, but I don't necessarily know that it was out, that we were out of focus. Those guys are pretty good. The missed challenge on Rudy, offensive foul, and Donovan missing a wide open Boyan in the corner instead of missing a layup, causing the need for a flagrant foul, were two game-changing plays. Just found it. I just got the in. That was the injury report for the Thunder playing without anyone who really is. So we should be fine. Jazz have a worse record when Donovan shoots 25 plus times, causation or correlation? He thinks correlation. Yeah, probably, but I'm not sure I'd put it on Donovan, right? Like, I think it might be a sign of other things that guys are not allowing. Things. That text message was from someone in the league who said injuries and COVID messed them up. Talk about the Wizards. Good luck to you guys. Want you guys to beat the Lakers and Suns so bad. Okay. See, people are rooting for us. Donovan can't be that bad in the second and third like he was. Felt like he missed everything and it wasn't close. He did. He missed everything. He also made everything in the first quarter. Right? Like, that's kind of how it happens. All right. That wraps us tonight. Discombobulated show. I'll end on this note. We are 40 and 14. Very good point. That wraps us up.